Hi, I'm Juliet. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. Maybe the real spring was the friends we made along the way. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends.
Here's the weather.
Say what you will about Chicago weather, but at least it's consistently inconsistent. After Tuesday's showers, Wednesday's warm sun, and Thursday's chilly gloom, what could possibly be in store for the coming week? Well, it's looking like Saturday temperatures will stay on the lower side with a predicted high of around 60 degrees and a low of 48. The sun will be out with about 50% cloud cover. Sunday will also be partly cloudy, but a lot warmer, with highs in the mid-70s. Sunday night will usher in some early Monday showers with an 80% chance of rain the rest of Monday. The rest of the week should stay in the mid to upper 60s during the daytime with varying cloud cover, sun, and precipitation. And with weather like this, it's in your best interest to take advantage of the sunny days whenever they come around. Did you know that there's a term for the feeling you get when you stay inside on a nice day? It's called sunshine guilt. That final end of quarter stretch kicking into gear will have a lot of people holding up in libraries. Try to avoid sunshine guilt by studying outside when possible. It'll do you a lot of good. Consistent sun exposure has tons of benefits, like improved sleep, better moods, and reduced blood pressure. It's also a great source of vitamin D. But what exactly does that mean? Well, to get a little scientific for a second, when the ultraviolet B rays emitted from the sun hit your skin, it converts a certain protein into an active form of vitamin D. On gloomy days, certain foods like fatty fish, oranges, and egg yolks are also good sources of vitamin D. But the National Institute of Health says that 5 to 30 minutes of sun exposure, even just twice a week, can provide enough vitamin D to give you all of its benefits. And there are a lot. To name just a few, vitamin D can boost your immune system, promote good teeth and bone health, and improve brain function. Of course, it's always important to be safe in the sun, so wear sunscreen, hats, and sunglasses to prevent unsafe exposure. And don't stay out too long. It is possible to have too much of a good thing. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, go out there and catch some rays. In Evanston, Illinois, Juliet Allen, WNUR News.